Yes.
I'm gonna be real sexy during this podcast, guys.
I'm excited. You sound sexy.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast.
Hey, welcome, ladies, to another edition of the broadcast. This is Vicky B. We got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And we got Sicky McSickerston over there. Sage.
Yeah. That's me.
She's all like coughing up a loogie and
it's hot over there.
And literally, she might be a little feverish.
I'm not feverish.
I hope not. Don't get me sick, girl.
No, I'm like at the end of the sickness where everything's draining.
Oh.
Real.
So you were
sexy.
Sick over the holiday.
Yeah. I could not taste my Thanksgiving dinner.
Aw.
And I left before dessert.
That should be illegal or something.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Do you have leftovers at least?
Yeah.
They were taking too long and you were feeling like crap. You're like, I'm leaving.
I need to go home.
All right. We'll get into Thanksgiving shenanigans here in a bit, but people can get a hold of us. And how is that, Sage?
Yep. So we do have a phone number that you can call or text. It is 253-778-6029. And then email thebroadcast999@gmail.com. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook's The Broadcast 999. Facebook has a dash between broad and cast.
Just a heads up.
Yeah, just a heads up.
Just so you don't get confused.
But yeah, this is the Monday after Thanksgiving, and we're all kind of...
dragging.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying
Can
it.
Can I just say, like, not having an alarm in the morning felt so good. I mean, there would be moments that I would, like, wake up at, like, 4 and be like, but then I'd be like, no.
I don't have to work today.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
I did have a couple of days where I woke up. I'm like, holy crap. I totally, you know, I have to go to work. I'm running behind. Oh, wait, no.
Just kidding.
I definitely woke up on Thanksgiving and was like, oh, my God, it's 6 o'clock. I need to get up in, like, 15 minutes. Nope.
Well, you're, like, dying.
Keep your ass in bed, woman.
Almost makes me want to, like, get a job where I have to work, like, in the middle day of the day kind of a shift. I don't know if those exist besides like the men's room.
Oh, yeah, the men's room. Yeah. Pretty much.
Them. What did you guys all have or do for Thanksgiving, I should say?
Well, let's see. Oh, so, well, my mom and I aren't really, we're beefing, let's get real. We're not getting along, so my dad flew to California to see her, and my brother and I thought we're going to have this wonderful Thanksgiving, but he decided to say, JK says I'm going to Oregon with my friends. So I was like,
strip club.
Which, if I was invited to, would have been great. I was like, an invitation to go to Oregon. We could have gone to different strip clubs. He could go to the one for steak. I'll go to a different one.
There's the vegan one. It's like El Diablo.
Yes, I'll go to
vegan?
That one.
Yeah.
A vegan strip club! That's so cool.
That doesn't even make sense.
But so I slept in. I seriously didn't get out of my pajamas till like 3 o'clock. I recorded the Macy's Day Parade, which I always love. And then I went to my friend's Thanksgiving, which, dude, so cool. They were like, you want some wine or do you want some vodka with Kool-Aid? And I was like, this is a good Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they, like, there was so much food that there was so much meat and I don't really eat meat. But I was already like, there was so much, like, I was
of
full.
Other stuff you could eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like mashed potatoes.
Yeah. They made this dank mac and cheese. Ooh. I don't even know if that's a Thanksgiving thing, but they did.
Some places do mac and cheese.
It's weird. People either do mac and cheese or they do like mashed potatoes. I've kind of any
yeah they anywhere actually that didn't I've have
been,
mashed potatoes
yeah anywhere that I've been that has mac and cheese they don't have mashed potatoes.
Well, they have the starch. Sweet potato with like the marshmallows on top.
Found that if they don't have mashed potatoes, they have either like sweet potatoes or they have like a baked potato or they have a substitution for potato.
Yeah. We have potatoes, we have sweet potatoes,
you got mac and
we
cheese,
we have squash.
Oh, what?
We don't have
that's
mac
like
and
the
cheese,
same
though.
Squash and sweet potatoes.
It really is.
See what we do
they're
for,
the
go ahead.
Exact same like yeah. With the marshmallows. There you go. There's your number one.
Thank you.
I have never even seen this marshmallow, like sweet potato with marshmallows on it until this year. Which and like all my friends' givings had it. The Thanksgiving had it.
Did
like,
you eat it?
Yeah, it was bomb.
See, I'd never had it
before. But I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I don't either. I don't know where that started from. But my mom saw pictures. She's like, hey, because I had a couple of my friends, Chase and Christine, come and join us. And the guy that I'm hanging out with, he came because he didn't have anywhere to go. And she's like, do any of them know how to make it? And I asked, and none of them did. But then I realized we're going to have like two freaking pumpkin pies because one person was bringing over a giant one. I was like, Mom, they're basically, it's basically the same thing.
It's probably really easy. It's just sweet potatoes,
brown sugar, butter, and marshmallows.
Yeah. And I never get it because sweet potatoes are sweet. Why are you adding marshmallows
really not
on
that
top?
Sweet.
But they're pretty sweet with like the brown sugar and like the butter. Yeah.
Because marshmallows.
I'm pretty sure it was like a 1950s Americana.
It's like, oh, and it's flambéed because of the burnt up. Yeah. I don't know.
It's so fun.
Roulade. I have no idea.
But yeah, mine was super good.
Just hung out.
Just chill.
Drank.
Yeah. Drank, hung out.
I tried to drink.
Sat on the couch, like being really, really full. Just like watching Big Bang Theory. I don't know why.
I love Big Bang
Theory. So we were all just like, and of course, like, I thought I was the only quote-unquote orphan there, but there were, like, other orphans, and one of them was my friend. Anyway, they're all such nerds. They're all like, did you bring your DS? Did you bring your DS? So they all, like, whip out their DSs and start, like, playing, and I'm just chilling, like, cool. I forgot mine at home, guys.
I need to get you a Game Boy, like an old-school Game Boy. That's how I got to rock out.
They're like Snake, like an old-school phone, and just Snake the whole time.
Like the old Nokia phones? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Do you guys try getting drunk? I tried getting drunk and I drink cider. So I'm like, well, I don't want to drink liquor. I'm driving. And even before I ate, I could not for the life of me. I think I've been drinking too much whiskey that just drinking cider
just doesn't do anything.
It's hard for me. So I'm like, I just wasted a bunch of calories on this.
Dude, the night before we had a Friendsgiving and then I was like, okay, let's all go to this bar and like turn up afterwards. Cause I feel like Thanksgiving is the best day to be hungover cause there's so much food. So you're like in heaven. But I'd made the mistake of drinking at my Friendsgiving and then being like, Sarah, you're getting drunk. You should pace yourself and go to water so then you can turn up later. But then I got to the bar and my hangover started to set in.
Ooh.
I seriously felt like crap. Like I had the worst headache and I was like, I should have just rallied the whole time, Sarah. This responsibility thing is not working for me.
And then when everyone was playing with their DS, you would have been there just passed out on the couch, hungover and full.
Yeah, because I woke up and I felt great. So I already went through my hangover.
I drank DayQuil. That's what
a lot of DayQuil.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that the only thing you could taste?
Oh, that's
no,
so
I could
strong.
Barely taste that.
Well, I mean, that you got
that's terrible.
That's impressive, though.
Like, I was sitting there eating my food and whining at the table. I was like, I can't taste anything.
I might as well be eating, like, kale.
I know, right? Ugh, all those calories.
Right.
Did you spend it with your fam bam?
Yeah, I
So they were okay with your bitching?
Oh, yeah.
You weren't, like, trying to impress someone?
No.
And you're like, this is so great.
I'm not trying to impress anybody.
Hell no.
No, thank you.
No, yeah. I mean, we were just pretty chill. I kind of dressed up, but it was, like, comfy dress up.
Yeah.
I wasn't ate a ton of food.
I wore leggings and a sweatshirt.
The thing that I wore for my Friendsgiving, my friend was like, oh, my God, I have the same shirt. You should wear that exact same outfit tomorrow so we're matching. And I was like, deal. My outfit is set. And no, I didn't wash it. I sprayed it with perfume.
That's all that matters.
That's fine.
I sprayed my leggings crotch, too. Do you guys ever do that?
I'm always paranoid that the chemicals... paranoid that the chemicals may not be so good for the crotch, so I try not to.
Well, I never thought it could like seep through into your underwear, into your hoo-ha.
Well, I mean, like, it definitely can. Just don't like spray it while your leggings are on.
And then like, yeah.
I don't know. I'm paranoid.
I
mean,
I normally do it and then like
there's
throw
sprays
them in
for
the...
it.
Yeah, there is.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Summer's Eve makes like a...
All the spray?
A vagina deodorant spray. Yeah.
They do that.
I know they make the wipe.
Those are pretty legit.
Those are funny. They're like, if you're out with a boy,
those are
and
so
you need
bad for
to
you.
Wipe. To
Remember,
smell
you just
good.
Shower, girl.
Yeah, for real. Shower before your date.
Yeah.
Yes, guys, if you're listening to this, yes.
Yes, we worry about what our vaginas
smell
like on a daily basis.
No, it's like a struggle. I have some girlfriends and whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Can
we talk about this? I'm like, do I have to bleep some of this?
No, this is about like tampons
about health.
Pretty much. Yeah, this is about health. That's sweat too, you know.
That's what?
That's sweats too, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else. I was like, oh, whoa, Sarah.
That's too.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Sorry.
anywho, yeah. Just pretty chill. We played some board games at my house. King of Tokyo, and we played...
With your mom and dad?
My parents were just kind of watching TV. It was just the rest of us, the kids.
That's cute. Because you get in that food coma, and you're like, I'm not trying to leave your house for a really long time.
Right.
It's so weird, though, because usually I'm on, like, dish patrol, like, at my house when we have it at my house, and I have to do dishes and stuff, but this was so nice going to someone else's house.
I love it because my stepmom, anytime I try to do that, it like even touch a dish, she goes, no.
Yeah. And I was like, really? Okay.
Oh, you sure you don't need help? Okay. Thanks.
Won't do nothing.
Walking past the kitchen like a blind woman. I don't see anything. What's going on? There's no dishes.
What was I going to say? Well, everyone has been going nuts. You guys didn't do any Black Friday stuff, did you?
No.
First of all, I'm broke. Second of all, I hate people. So.
Well, are you guys doing the Cyber Monday?
No. See,
sale?
First of all, I'm broke.
I don't know.
Well, actually, no, I don't like shopping in general. I love people, but I don't like shopping. So.
Which is weird.
Not in a bad way,
but it's just like I wouldn't have
expected
that.
I love crowds. I love, like, my dad and I go Christmas shopping every year, and like my favorite thing is like waiting in line and being with the hustle and bustle and seeing Santa and all the decorations.
Who the hell are you?
I love it, but I actually hate shopping and I hate spending money. Money.
She just doesn't. She's kind of cheap. She doesn't like spending the money. She likes
so
going
cheap,
but not spending money.
Yeah, but then I went to.
That's why I'm shopping for her
says
now.
Flip phone Sally.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I went to Target yesterday, and hello, I thought Black Friday is on Friday, and they were having all their Black Friday, everything was 15% off, and I was like,
see,
what?
Black Friday, I went to like on Wednesday, I went to, or not Wednesday, Tuesday night, I went to a mall and to pick up a couple things. I was just killing some time, so I figured I'd go pick up my nephews some clothes and stuff because they need some winter clothes. And by the way, kids' clothes is a lot more expensive than I thought.
It's ridiculous,
but it was on sale, but every day that got closer to Black Friday was cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. But at midnight is when they do all the like
they
big
have all, like
sales,
the doorbusters,
like the 60% off or whatever.
Yeah,
and then once it gets later in the day, then they raise the prices again to 15% off.
Buy one get 15 for free.
See, and yeah. I do love myself a good deal. I guess if I had something I really wanted and I knew it was actually going to be a really good deal, I would wake up and do that. But I like to put it in my mind that it's all just fake.
Yeah,
it's like they just raise the price before and then make
it's like $100
off.
Right?
Yeah. It was already $100 off.
Yeah, I avoid the crowds. Like I've gone out on Black Friday out of boredom, like not
just to see
like during the day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So it was like, you know, 1 p.m. at this point with my mom and every like you can see all the shelves of DVDs just like completely
wrecked.
Not so much partially wrecked, but also just picked clean.
Cleared out, yeah.
Because, I mean, guess, like, my friends went after they came with us to Thanksgiving. They went out to Target, and they said they think they were getting, like, $5 DVDs or $5 Blu-rays. I don't remember.
They always have $5 DVDs.
Yeah.
Or, like, but,
like bring
the
it
new
on,
movies.
Man.
Oh, the new
Not
ones.
Not the ones that you saw when you were a kid kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But made me wonder, what are you guys doing for, like, what are you guys hoping to get for Christmas?
Money.
Broke bitch over there.
Because like, do you guys do Christmas lists in your family? Because my folks, we don't do that because it just seems impersonal. Like the whole gift card idea also seems impersonal. So we do, we just kind of buy each other stuff. But
without knowing what they want?
We just kind of guess.
Oh, that would drive me bonkers.
Because here's the thing. I asked my mom and dad, what do you guys need? Do you guys need like shirts or underwear or shoes or socks or what do you need? Or do you need a new kitchen appliance or something? No. Don't spend any money on us.
That would drive me crazy.
Yeah, they don't tell me anything. I'm like, do you need sweaters? Is yours ripped or what?
I don't even ask anymore.
You just get something too? Like
for people? Yeah, I just
guess.
Well, it depends on who it is. Like, I'll get stuff for my parents.
Like, what
but
would you
get your
them
parents? Even like asking or telling you what they want? You just like, oh.
Every
wow.
year I get my stepmom jewelry every single year. And it's so funny because she thinks it's super expensive. It's not.
Is it one of those that look really expensive but are from like Macy's or something? Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
And then my dad, I always get nerd stuff. And then my little sister, I'll get like a toy or two and then like some little stupid makeup.
Because she's like 6, right?
She's 7.
Seven.
So yeah.
Wow, that's so different than my family. We all make lists. My dad has been sending us links to things he wants since probably September.
I've been sending you links of things you probably would like.
Yes, you have. My brother just sent out his list and then sent more today. I just made my list and sent it out. It's weird for me to do it because I'm like, here's everything I want. Like I wrote like sure. That was last year. God, that was
what
the
was it?
Best. The best Christmas gift.
You really did?
Yeah. No. I didn't get a one.
She did.
I really
asked
want
for
a no.
They're not
but
that
I need,
expensive.
I need a man to for me to use it on
or a girl.
First. I guess, but I feel like
she's
that's
way Vicky.
Easy.
She'll probably let you.
Maybe.
Can I?
It's for science. Yeah. Actually, I found one on Groupon that I really want. It's actually, I'm not going to describe it, but I'll let you look at it in
and
a
it's
second. You can't say that, by the way.
Oh.
You've already said it like five times.
Something that you put on your waist. Perhaps you might strap it.
I'm gonna
Did that
you.
Work?
Hey, what? That
worked. That worked. That was a loophole.
We're just trying to get around the FCC, yo.
Yeah, man.
Even though we're not on air.
Where is it? No, this one actually looks pretty awesome. Oh, whoa, that one's cool. By the way, go to Groupon and just type in sex. They have so much good
they
stuff.
Have so I many really, sex toys.
I want this. It is an inflatable.
That reminds me of like
whoa,
a
you just
kid's
sit on
toy.
It?
Yeah. It does kind of look like a kid's
does
toy.
Does it vibrate like the whole thing?
Oh, let's see
I
what
feel
it
like
says.
It should spin.
It says inflatable seat with vibrating something.
Yes, it does.
That is pretty fantastic. Ooh, it's a variable speed wheel. Multiple speeds of vibration.
Speed wheel?
Yeah.
So it does spin.
I'm thinking it's like a wheel, like the remote has like a little wheel.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess.
Sturdy and comfortable. Awesome.
But where is the one I want? I'm thinking of buying it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have really anything exciting on my Christmas list just this year.
When I was younger, I used to like make a list that had pictures. It had the UPC
codes that when
on it.
You believed it's Santa?
No.
Oh.
That's when I believed that my family made a lot of money.
and could get all of this?
Yeah. Pictures, prices, colors, sizes, literally everything.
Everything.
So my grandma would just go into stores and be like, I need this.
See, and that's the kind of shopping down. I like.
Yeah.
Like, if I get exactly what you want and where to get it, that's, I love that. I don't like that. Well, I guess I could use
a
jacket.
See, I don't even ask people. I just get
what you want. Okay, this is the one.
Wait, let me see.
All right. Oh, yeah, because I have the screen. Got to tap the screen, otherwise it's going to turn off.
What?
Yeah, basically, you don't need the straps. If you
oh,
know what I mean.
So, oh, it's one of the ones that like
Yep.
It hooks perhaps.
But it's on Groupon. It's like $22.
It's $22.
I've bought stuff on Groupon. It is great.
Dude, but I'm just trying to picture that being.
I feel like you would have to have like your thighs closed the entire time. So that kind of.
Or just really good Kegel exercises.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Damn.
One Whoa. Of these days, it's on my wish list on Groupon.
Huh. I wonder, huh.
Now I know what I'm getting Vicky for
yay!
Christmas.
I'm so curious now.
Well, if we buy it, I'll, you know.
We can pass it around.
No, I was going to say, we can just use it on each other.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would go straight up.
Like, I feel like it bends. Like, I feel like it'll bend to what you needed to do.
Everyone's is shaped differently. You know?
Or what you could do, I guess, if you're worried.
It's got a little bullet in there.
I think if you're worried, you could always just put on a pair of undies over it.
In
Cut
case.
A hole. Yeah. Just to kind of like secure it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
To kind of secure it. Anyways. I love when we
this
talk
is
about
so
you can choose vibrating or revolver 2 vibrating.
Ooh.
I want revolver 2 vibrating.
That or just
sorry,
sounds bad.
Non-vibrating or.
This is so fascinating. I'm going to ask my lesbian friends if they have tried this and how they feel about it.
Yeah, probably. I just made a lesbian friend.
I just made a lesbian.
Yay!
Mom. Here's the thing. I have friends that are bisexual, but I don't have like many friends that I consider like not. I don't say she's like close, but we're getting there. It's like our friendship is forming.
Did she just tell you, or did she just discover?
Well, no, I knew since I met her, but like we've been getting closer because she works at the restaurant, and she's just super open. She's like, yeah, I remember. I'm like, can I ask you a question that might be kind of personal? And I hope it doesn't sound insensitive or offensive. I'm like, are you bi? She's like, oh, this is my girlfriend. And later I'm like, are you bi or are you gay? She's like, oh, no, I'm full on lesbian. I'm like, okay, awesome. And because she had made mention about the first time she did a certain activity to a dude.
Oh, so then it got you confused.
And then she's like, I want to know what it feels like. There's certain parts of a guy.
Yes.
Which I will not say. She's like, what is that like? Are they all the same? Are they supposed to be big? Are big ones attractive? Like,
they're not all the same.
No, and I'm like,
I don't really
silly.
Find them attractive.
But I mean,
either.
If they weren't there, though, it would look weird. Or if they were way too small, I don't think I'd like that.
If they were like really
it's not
mini.
So much that it's like, oh, yeah, baby. But if they're really mini, it's like.
I definitely dated somebody who had like smaller ones. And it's really weird because when you're, you know.
When you're doing
town,
your thing.
Yeah, when you're doing your thing, your old thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my
really,
what?
She was singing into the microphone,
yeah.
Okay?
It's really weird because, like, I don't know, I like to kind of...
Do a little...
Fondle.
Roll the dice a little bit.
Yeah.
I like to roll the dice.
You can't really find them. The dice weren't there.
And if you can't roll the dice because they're too small, then you're just like, well.
She wanted to roll the dice, but they were more like peas instead of oranges. Yeah. Well, even oranges are too big. Yeah. Mandarins. There you go.
Satsumas.
Satsumas.
Yeah. But, I don't know. They're so weird. Wait. Did he have a smaller
package? Normal package.
No, but like when he rainbowed. Out
when he
can we say that?
Sure.
Let's say it again.
Was it smaller? Because isn't that where like the semen is stored?
Yeah, but well, it's.
We'll have to do a study. We'll find somebody.
I'm so curious now. I know. Tell me all about this.
Anywho, but going back to Christmas because it's been magical.
Oh yeah.
Oops. We don't do lists. We find them very impersonal, so we just kind of play the guessing game.
Yeah, but it's exactly like what you want. Like, do you want to get someone who wants exactly, you know?
Yeah, so we have a game. It's basically like making your lists, but without. I will tell my brother, look, if mom and dad asks, this is what I need or want. And I told my brother so far.
So you play telephone?
Yeah, basically. Because it feels like you're not making a list, so you don't feel greedy, but at the same time, you're getting what you want.
I think Nikki said she wanted a strap-on for Christmas.
Mom, Dad.
I think that's what she said.
Dude, I'll just buy it myself.
My list is like, that's so funny because my list, there's like a lot of things on it.
All right, what's on your list, Sarah?
Oh, this is not very interesting, but I can read it to you guys if you want.
Oh, here we go. Story time. Should we get some like background Christmas music going?
You guys want to sing for me? It's really not that exciting. Renew my hot yoga. Which, by the way, I haven't been to hot yoga because I had to freeze my account in January. So in parentheses, I was like, whenever it expires, .. which won't be for a while. So really, this is going to be like next year. Crown Royal Vanilla.
Oh.
Yum. It's new.
Ugh.
A quote-unquote spiritual gangster long sleeve shirt. I want some eyeshadow primer. I want some Bare Minerals. I want purple shampoo for colored hair / blonde hair. Like
I was going to say, I'm like, your hair's not colored.
I want good mascara and eyeliner / eyeshadow. Lip stain. Pretty nail polish. God, I'm such a girl. Money
really?
For Cali and Vegas. Starbucks gift card and cute workout leggings.
You're so basic.
So
all we need is some like Starbucks gift card.
I have that. I have that.
You need Uggs on there. Leggings.
She's got leggings.
Yeah, oh. She already has the leggings.
I have the leggings, the Starbucks, the nail polish, the lift,
the makeup,
and the whiskey.
Well, it's vanilla whiskey. I'd say all that's badass, but it's vanilla whiskey, girl.
God, it sounds so good.
Ugh,
I know.
So no,
I really like the Apple Crown though.
I haven't had
that's really good. It's so yummy.
I think vanilla would be better.
It's just like a Washington apple, but straight liquor.
Just right there. Yeah, you don't need a mixer.
No. Sometimes they do the apple pucker, which has some booze in it, doesn't it?
The apple pucker?
Yeah, booze.
Yeah.
They'll make
some
apple pucker with whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, but the vanilla, it's like you're going from like basic white girl, the vanilla vodka to whiskey. I think girls are starting to switch over to whiskey and it's making,
I've always been a whiskey girl, thank you. But they don't have flavored whiskeys like with vanilla. Like that's why I like vodkas because you can get anything flavored, even like nasty stuff.
I just feel like that's just one hell of a
Burnett's girl. I got Burnett's
bacon.
Vanilla.
Oh my God. So for my 21st birthday, I had a friend who came over to WSU and he brought me a bottle of that bacon vodka.
Ew, why?
And it was so disgusting that
Did anyone think it was good?
No.
Good.
Used it for beer pong. So if you were trolling, instead of sitting underneath the table for the game, you had to take a shot of
Oh my God, that's worse.
Yeah.
See, I feel like that would only be okay in a Bloody Mary. That's
probably
the only time I would
want
it.
It smelled so weird and
like,
off.
Kind of like
artificial bacon.
It didn't smell like bacon. It smelled like bacon grease that had probably been sitting in somebody's dishwasher for like 2 months.
Did you ever have to take a shot?
No.
That's good.
Did you ever try it a little bit?
I took like a little sip of it. I was already super drunk and it almost made me get sick.
Yeah, that's killing your vibe, man.
Ugh, so disgusting.
Hey, if you had to make a list, Sage, what would you put on it? Besides tattoo money.
Ooh, tattoo money. I didn't even think about that. My family would never give me tattoo money.
Mine either.
Really?
I would love money in the first place. And then also I'm going to be having to move out soon. So like...
Why?
Didn't you just move in?
I moved in last year.
I know. It's been a year.
Why are you moving out?
Because both of my roommates are going to be moving in with their significant others.
Yay.
Yay.
Wow.
Gross.
That's lame.
So we're going to... Okay, we'll get back to that in a sec. We'll get back to it on a different occasion.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't really know. I don't care. Just give me money. If it's green and shaped like a dollar
bill. Do you like gift cards?
Depends on where they're for.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Basic.
Victoria's Secret.
My team.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would get me a Victoria's Secret gift card.
What about like a makeup place, like Ulta or Sephora?
I mean, like that'd be fine. I really don't spend that much makeup or money on makeup anymore since I stopped working at Sephora. So, because it's such a waste of money, and I don't get a discount.
Yeah, fair enough. I get the cheap makeup.
Yeah, I've definitely started to find like the dupes.
Yeah,
the stuff that I used to wear.
I have friends now who are like so $15 into that scene, though. Like they're so into it, and I'm like. I feel so, like, what's the word where you're not qualified? Like, just...
Underqualified.
Like, I feel so...
Uncool. Unhip.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a
not
word
for it.
Where it's like... Yeah,
not trendy.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, I got this and that, and then I'm going to contour and schmoor and
highly lip kit.
Like, and then they always, like, every time they look at me and we go out, they're seriously like, oh, my God, can I please do your eyebrows? I have to do your eyebrows. And I'm like,
I have thick-ass eyebrows,
goodness.
And everyone wants to fill them in. It's like,
what?
Jesus,
I don't have eyebrows, but yeah, I'm like, I seriously go with my life just not doing anything.
Mostly because I always end up, like, touching my eyebrows. Like, I'll scratch them or make sure they're in place because they're hairy, so I like to... Make sure
they're
like pointing in the right direction.
That's why they make brow gel.
I don't want to wear brow gel. Then I feel like I put glue on my eyebrows and when I can't, like,
wait,
I can't
make brow gel to do that.
Yeah.
So, really?
And if I just had a stroke.
Words.
If it feels like there's glue on them, you put too much on.
Wait, that's so weird. I never knew that. Because I'll like be in the sink in the morning, like trying to get my little hairs down in one direction. And then this one time, and I've done it a few times. I did Aquaphor, you know, the lip gloss, and I tried to do it on my eyebrows. And
did
like,
you break out really
you're
bad?
You're wearing Aquaphor on your eyebrows.
Aquaphor is what we put on tattoos, yeah?
And lips. It's like lips stuff.
It's for chapped lips, I use that
it
too.
It worked, but then my eyebrows were like glistening. I know, I do too right now.
I have some Aquaphor in my purse. Go get it.
I'm sick. Not going to happen.
Anywho, well, it's like it's a cream.
Oh.
It's not like a lip balm. Like, or at least the one I have isn't a lip balm. It's an actual cream. You just rub it on there.
Interesting.
But yeah, that you're pretty simple though. Just give you money.
Mm-hmm.
$5. You're basic too, but in a different way.
Simple.
Easy. Basic.
Easy in two ways. Hey.
Oh,
why?
It's been too long.
You still haven't gotten laid?
No.
Wait, I guess it's been a week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a week since we've had this conversation. But no, I have not.
Did you guys have a conversation?
That?
Or is it just... Still taking time.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it's going to be like a New Year's thing. Maybe that's what he's waiting for. He wants fireworks.
Yeah, if I last fireworks. That long, we'll see.
I was going to say, like, do you like me? It's like, all right, you're not doing this. I'm going to go bang someone else. See ya.
I think I'm going to do that with my guy.
Yeah?
I don't know. We hung out again.
All right. How'd that go?
It was really good. We hung out with his friends, like a guy and a girl there together or whatever.
Sounds like a double date.
Kind of, I guess, but we it kind of felt like that. Like, they left to get the girls drinks and that kind of thing. And then we all went back to his apartment and we all like started drinking more. And then
I know, that's what I was gonna say.
Oh, I didn't even think that. Well, considering this guy won't even make a move. Well, and so then the two people
have
left.
You guys still not kissed?
I think I made out with him when I was really plastered.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But then the two left. Granted, this is like 3 a.m. and the couple left. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll like hang out a little longer. Like, but at this, I'm already getting, like, tired, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, let me just chill. Let's, like, hang out, him and I. Let's see if anything happens. Nothing.
Did you do anything?
No.
Of course not.
No.
And
then I got in my car, and, like, I was like, okay. He, like, walked in my car and everything. And then I got in my car, and then my car, I have to, like, it takes a while for, like, the GPS to turn on. And so I was, like, sitting in my car for, like, a while. And he was across, like, he was watching me. Leave, you know, I don't know, to make sure I left or
to make sure you're okay. No one's attacking your car as you
leave. Pretty much. And so I'm just like, this is prime opportunity for you to, like, you know, bust my window open and just grab my face.
Yeah, no guy's gonna do that.
Yeah, because that is
guys do
illegal.
That. The guys that I used to that I'm like usually
bust
with
through
do
your
that.
Window? No, oh, I well, thought you meant probably, break it. I was
no,
like, what the
like,
hell is wrong with you?
The guys bust in my window.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, you want him to like break your car window?
But
and
you know
go
what I mean, like.
No, like, I mean, either, like, if you want somebody that's going to be more aggressive, then go for it, but I feel
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I do. I really do. I find that with them a lot now. Like, now it's, like, now it's going to be, like, weird. You know, there's, like, a time that I'm like, okay, are we just homies? Like, are you gay? Like, that's cool. Let's just be homies. That's totally fine. Yeah. But, like, now it's going to be weird if you... Did that make, you know? Because I'm going to not expect it at all, and then I'm going to be like, where was this 5 dates ago?
Gotta make... Well, they're trying to be respectful. We're living in a generation
like,
where guys have to be respectful.
There's, like, a line between, like, respectful and then, like...
Asexual.
But here's the thing,
yeah,
though.
Exactly.
You're
yeah.
not showing any interest in him.
I am, though. I stayed longer. I was sitting on his couch. We were having a good conversation.
Oh, my God. Good conversation.
Did
makes
you
me
touch
so
him
horny.
At all?
No.
You, okay.
Okay. Then quit your bitches.
This is just as much your fault than it is his.
He is the dude, though. I honestly think the dude should pay for the first date, in my opinion, and the dude should make the first move.
Here's the thing, though. We're living in a generation that we're told, you know, you got to respect us women. You know, we're all equal and blah, blah, blah. We're not here for your, you know,
there's a lot of men out there that won't make the first
move. Because they've gotten berated by women before.
But at this point, I feel like he should know me well enough to, like, know that I'm, like, not that kind of woman. Like,
how long has he known you for?
I mean, we've hung out, like, I'm trying to think when we met. I don't know. We've been out, like, 5-6 times or something.
See, because you're kind of, like, a weird mix. You, like... You are a kind of badass in your own right. You do your own thing. You're a hardcore lady.
You're confident.
Thank you, Vicky.
At the same time, though, you have old school ideals where you want the guy to pay for the first date and you want him to, you know, make the first move.
Yeah.
So that is mixed signals in one human being. Like,
but I'm not like, I don't know. I don't feel like I come across as like, oh my God, like, don't touch me. Like, ooh.
But like, again, we're living in a generation society where everyone, like, it's like, don't touch me. You don't have the right to touch me. You know, guys, like, back 50 years ago used to pinch women on the bottom, you know, in the workplace.
Grab her by the...
Yep. that old chestnut.
That old chestnut.
I got that from Cheeto Austin Power. Austin Powers.
That old buttercup. So now it's like the women's have to do the women's.
I just like at
the
least
females have to do it because the men
don't have to do it. It's just like if like personally I don't care about making the first move. If you're not gonna make it, I'll make it. Or I'll at least say something so it's obvious that I want you to kiss me or touch me or something like that. But
see now like for me it's been like so long. I don't know if I'm just not interested. Yeah, I don't even know if I care anymore.
All right, well, let's give you some advice for the next one.
Yeah.
Like, instead, like, here's a way you can make the first move without making the first move. When you hug goodbye or hug, hold on to him a little longer. Hug him a little tighter. And when you, like, go to let go
don't
slowly.
Or just don't actually let go. Just kind of, like, step back a little
Lean
bit.
Lean back while still holding him a little bit.
Okay, I've kind of done that. And I'm always the one that goes in for the hug, first of all.
Well, you
which
always
I hug
go
everyone,
in for the hug
so
for everyone.
That's
that
not even,
count.
Like, a big... Yeah, but he should, like... I met up with him and his friends, and I was the one that had been like, oh, hey, like... What? Shouldn't he do at least that?
Wait, you invited
me to hang out with your friends. Like, I walked up to them, and there was no, like, I said hi, and then
oh,
I was like,
he didn't
oh, here,
you.
Like, hug me. Yeah, and then I introduced myself and stuff.
Like, so, there's two things here. Either he is a dumbass and not interested.
Yeah.
Or he
is a dumbass.
Doesn't have a
and doesn't.
Like, honestly, the only thing that makes me think he is interested is that he texts me every day and he wants to hang out. But when we're actually hanging out, like, I seriously think, I don't know.
See,
it's weird, though.
It's kind of like my bro that you've met. Like, we have hooked up in the past, but when we hang out, I think, like, he's always texts me every day. Hey, how are you doing? Just checked out the show. Here's a fun picture. We're always messaging each other.
Yeah.
But when we do hang out, he does not make the first move. He had, like, and we've done it before, and I think it's a respect thing. Like, he doesn't want me to think that that's all our friendship is. Because, like, he will. I mean, if I remember my birthday, I'm like, hey, so... Do you want to go upstairs for a quickie before we go out to karaoke? And he's like, oh, yes, please, yeah.
But you guys have actually done stuff, and you've established
that. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
But I have
and
to make that first move. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to make the first move out of like, that's what he wants to do. Make sure I feel comfortable and respected.
So is this guy trying to do that friendship thing?
So you got two ways to go about this. One, you friend zone the shit out of him.
Which I think I'm kind of already doing.
Or two, you make the first move. Are you going to regret it if you don't? Or are you going to regret it if you do?
I don't know. I really want...
Go for it, girl.
Him to ask me what I feel about him. And then I'll be like, I'm honestly so confused.
A guy is not going to ask you how you feel about him.
Unless he's a total pansy. Oh, my God. And I've been with those.
Yeah.
He seems like a total pansy, though. Doesn't he?
Kind of. Like, I don't know.
I don't feel like you're supposed to be with this dude. Mm-mm.
Like, let's just move on.
On to the next.
And then what do I do? There's not necessarily anything wrong with him. But I just think that it might not just be the right fit.
I mean, some girls may be very, like... Some girls are not that affectionate.
Some girls just aren't really huge on the whole PDA thing, except for in the bedroom.
Yeah, which I get, kind of, except I'm such an affectionate person. But, like, I've been at his house, and we've been, like, alone.
I don't know.
That's weird. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, text us again. Let us know what you guys think Sarah should do.
Yeah, let me know. Because it's weird. Because, like, part of me, like, I'm not really one to just ghost someone. But then that's going to be, like, a great conversation. Like, okay, well.
You don't have to ghost him. Just
hang out, like, a friend setting.
Just friend him.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of feel like it
just
has
in,
been.
In your mind, stop thinking of it as somebody that you can potentially be with. And think of it as a friend.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just kind of switch that in your mind. So the next time you go and hang out with him, be like, okay, I'm hanging out with this guy as a friend, and then see how the dynamics change. Because as soon as you start acting that way, he might turn around and be like,
oh crap. Like,
yeah. So that was, I thought she was trying to be my friend. Now I could see she really did put me in the friend zone. That reminds me of the whole Nicole Kidman, Jimmy Fallon thing.
Oh, those are funny,
Oh my God, Jimmy Fallon's a... Ding-dong.
And then what if he does then make a move? And I'll be like, what? I thought we were friends.
And then maybe you'll get some action for the first time, and who knows how long. I'm praying for your genitals.
For real.
Can you pray for mine, please?
I'm praying for everyone's.
Thank you. We're not praying for yours. You slept.
She doesn't need them to
We're
be
all just
for.
Jealous of not you, Vicky. Right.
Well, like, the guy I hook up with lives like an hour away, so if I want to go see him, I have to drive an hour away.
That's a commitment.
That's just not fun. And then, I never talked about what I want for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, actually, you kind of did.
You want him to move closer to you?
Oh, that would be nice, but that's not... somebody buy his house so he can move closer. I would like a Seahawks jersey, which I've kind of already hinted. We played the telephone game. I told my brother, I'm like, they want to know. I kind of wanted a Seahawks jersey, like a legit jersey with a 12 on it, because I don't want to get a player's number and then have them leave.
Oh.
I want that. I want Captain America Civil War. I want a hairdryer. And that's about it.
So cool.
Says the girl that...
A hairdryer.
Well, my hairdryer just broke. I was going to go buy one.
It's okay. I asked for shampoos.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Mine broke, so I was going to just buy one. I told my brother, like, hey, look, I know you don't have a lot of money. Just hairdryer.
Do you guys usually get one thing from your mom, one thing from your dad, one thing from your sibling?
Usually it's like one thing from the siblings. Depending on how big the item is. One year I got my brother a Game Boy DS or something years ago. This is when I was making, restaurant money when I was like 19. So this is way long ago. I was 20. So 7 years
you're
ago.
Old now. Yeah. So old.
So I bought him that and that was like it. But for my folks, I try to get him a couple things. Like, what did I buy my brother for Christmas? Oh, I brought him Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, yeah.
But then I bought him, because he still likes it. He's like one of the few people who still enjoys that game.
I love it.
I've played it so much.
I don't care. I love it.
But I bought him the bigger, blacker box, too.
Oh, yeah. Bigger, blacker.
I got him that. And then I got him. So my mom and my brother's birthday also fall in December.
Oh, isn't that great? My dad's is December 22nd.
Mine's in a week and a day.
Excited.
Are
we getting turned up this weekend?
We're getting turned up.
What's the
I'm
plan?
Like excited, but
without
I'm
telling
like,
people too many details because we don't need 100 people coming. Well, if we're lucky, we have 100 people listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Slash already like 100 and something are invited.
That doesn't mean 100 and something are coming.
Yeah, that's true. My brother's like, hey, a lot of people say they're going to come. And I'm like, yeah, but it's Facebook. Like half of them probably will.
If you're lucky.
I'm going to a club. I'm going to turn Oh.
Are you doing the hotel room again?
Yeah, gonna get a hotel, gonna twerk, gonna pregame, gonna not pregame as hard because I really want to remember.
Get a cupcake. Tell people if they're gonna get you, like, nobody ate the cake last year.
No, my brother always makes something every year.
Okay, tell him to make like a big cupcake or something, like a cute cupcake for you. I think that'd be sweet.
I just said anything funfetti. It can be like a cake, a cupcake, a cookie, fudge, but anything funfetti because I think it's so fun.
That's sweet that you guys have that tradition.
She just stays. She's like, she's even more basic. But yeah,
she
so that's
say
like
pumpkin spice
happening. Ew. Ugh. Hell no. So that's happening this Saturday, and my actual birthday's on Tuesday. But I'm so like, I don't even know where my life or time's going. Honestly,
my birthday this year was like nothing.
Yeah.
Normally, I like take a week off and I celebrate and I go do things with this group of friends and then that group of friends and then do something on my actual birthday.
Nothing. Yeah. It was weird because I was like, oh, I have time. And then all of a sudden it's like the middle of November. And I'm like, maybe I just won't even do anything. Like, and then I was like, no, I'm really going to be disappointed if I don't do anything. And then I'm like, oh, it's this week. I have so much to do.
I mean, like, I didn't really do anything for my birthday either this year. And it was
Didn't.
Because I was going to have a party, but everyone's like, oh, I'm out of town this weekend. I'm like, well, screw all of you.
I wasn't out of town. I was going to be there.
So what I ended up doing was just having, like, one-on-one time with different groups of people. Like, I went out with my buddy, and we toured the Underground Seattle, and we went out to dinner by Pike Place, and then we went to karaoke. I did karaoke, like, 3 times my birthday week.
Jeez.
Oh, they knew me so well after I was known by name.
They're like,
now.
Oh, hey,
Vicky. I went out. I was supposed to go out bar hopping in Ballard, but we started in Greenwood at the Rickshaw and had a couple of beverages. And then my friend, like, just to start off the night, it's a good place to get really strong drinks to start your night off. My friend's like, so where do you want to go next? I'm like, I don't really know. It's just the two of us. Where should we go? She's like, do you want to stay here, don't you? I'm like, yeah, I kind of do.
Well, it's your birthday.
Yeah. See, I'm the kind of person that, like, I can't really go out multiple nights in a row. I usually just, like, go hard one night and then die. So I like to, like, go hard one night with everyone. And so then everyone's invited. I feel like I saw everyone on my birthday and we celebrated. Okay, now we all die.
Yeah, I drove. I was DD on my own birthday.
What?
I didn't really feel like drinking.
Were you sick?
No, I just didn't feel like drinking.
Did you not drink at all?
I mean, like, I had 2 drinks at dinner, and then I had another beer at the second place we went to, but...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like if I didn't drink on my birthday, people would make me drink.
You also drink a lot. Like, I don't drink that much.
Yeah, that's not really how you, party.
Smoke a J, but that's not it.
See, I'm the opposite. But yeah,
you're gonna have a good time though.
Oh yeah,
I hope so. I'm not wearing heels.
Vicky, are you going?
I hope so. I got some other stuff to take care of or figure out schedule wise, but I'm hoping it all works out.
But yeah, you should. I mean,
well, yeah, come out
even
after.
Like after, yeah. As long as you don't get off at like 2 or something.
Right. No, I shouldn't be, but we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully this year I don't get kicked out and I don't get a fat lip or a sprained ankle. But I won't get a sprained ankle
crying.
For sure, because I don't remember that part. So
I remember.
Oh, is that when I had blood in my hair?
No, you were crying the year your dog passed away.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, that was sad, though. My dog passed away like 2 days before my birthday.
And then she's there all ratchet looking, and then she's all having a good time. And then like a split second later, she's just bawling. So I was like, you know, hard alcohol and hard feelings are not to be mixed.
Alcohol is a depressant.
But then I became back, right?
Eventually.
Got over it. I didn't even remember
that. That was the year with the baby.
And then, And then I think they're coming.
The year
she
with
was
the
pregnant
baby?
Again, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have 2 pregnant people at this birthday.
God, we're getting so old.
I know.
To be fair, these guys are an older couple.
No, the other one's not. The other one's younger than me.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jesus. Other pregnant. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My friend just had a baby, and he is adorable.
Mm. Is he your age?
She is, yes.
God, that's crazy.
But, yeah, her little boy is so cute. I hate it because you know how often I talk about how much I do not want kids on this podcast and in life in general.
Oh, is that changing?
It is starting to tick and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's scary. I see a baby and I'm just like, you're kind of cute.
Like, but there's a difference between you're kind of cute, like,
and
I
want
to hold you.
But no,
you're kind of cute.
Started,
I want to make one.
It started to get to the like point where I'm just like, well, maybe.
Oh, she's the two of maybe.
Ugh.
Let's just go get our ovaries tested, see if they work.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we still have to do that.
Are you guys going to do that?
Yeah, we discussed. We got to find a place, how much it costs and all that, because my insurance isn't the greatest.
Because who knows if anything can
I like knowing beforehand, because I feel like that helps you plan your life a little better.
I'm probably really, like, ignorant, but I just assume that it's going to be Gucci until you find out otherwise. It's not.
I don't know. I've just had
Are a lot of women, a lot of women can't?
Well, Schrodinger's uterus.
Well, she, yeah.
What?
You don't know Schrodinger's cat?
No.
It was a reference on Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Where it's like there's a cat in a box and the cat is neither living nor dead, and it is also both living and dead because we don't know what the actual outcome is. So it can
Until you open the box.
Oh.
So basically,
my uterus is both carrying a baby and not carrying
or
a baby.
Or able to carry a baby.
Able to carry a baby or not able to carry a baby, but I won't.
No.
Isn't it more likely, though, that you will be able to?
Well, yeah. Sage has had
endometriosis.
Issues.
I've had cysts. I have other issues.
But they've never told you that it's going to, interfere.
Oh, yeah. They've told me that it has, pretty much diminished the chances. It's not completely diminished, but...
So she should still use a condom.
Well, I also have
who does that? That too.
Wait, that's wow.
Endometriosis
is that kind of scary for you? Even though you don't maybe it's now like it's, a maybe.
I mean,
that.
It is just because I'm only 27.
Yeah.
So even though at this point in my life I'm I don't
you
really
never
need
know.
Kids. And earlier in my 20s I was screw that, I don't want kids. And now I'm just
maybe.
I don't know. The older I get, the more I might want them.
So does that make you more, screw this endometriosis and stuff?
Makes me a little more scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's always the joys of adoption. My parents were foster parents, so it was kind of nice growing up with that, with those kids and stuff like that. And we almost adopted one. It's just we couldn't because of
I love that and that sentimental and I have friends adopted and my dad's adopted and stuff, but I want them to be like me.
I want
them to look like me. I want them to act like a spinning image of
basic
me, but
bitches.
little basic kids running
I'm
around.
Sure
they probably would be, but I want it'd be cool to just be like, oh, it has green eyes because of me, or
what if they look exactly like your husband? What if you marry someone of a different race?
Oh, I mean, that's
not
fine. But
like
if their personality also has a character trait. Plus, mixed babies are so cute. I would totally do a black guy. And
see, I think I just want to go through the freaking weird grossness of
being pregnant. I secretly I really, really think I'm going to hate it so much, and my back is going
to die. I'm going to kill people.
But part of me kind of what if I
wants to
love
experience it?
And what if it's amazing and I love being pregnant?
Ugh,
there's some people that love it.
Yeah,
that just they're at their best. It agrees with them very well. My friend, her, the exception of childbirth ruined her hoo ha, but she was complaining about that.
That's
like this kid
thing.
Ruined my hoo ha.
Get that sewed up, girl.
But she was telling me that
it hurts just thinking about a baby coming out of there.
Anywho, but she was allergic to animal fat, so she couldn't eat any meat. So she was vegetarian, vegan for a long time because
nice.
She just couldn't eat the meat.
Yeah.
But then when she was pregnant, she could. And so since
it has weird things that.
Yeah. So since then, it's kind of I think she could still eat some meats.
God, it's so trippy.
The kid's three.
Throws everything
off. The human
off.
Body is so weird.
Yeah. But I do want to be able to it's disgusting. Have human grow inside
of
you.
Yeah, have you seen the videos?
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Have you seen the videos of the babies poking at the stomach?
Ew.
Oh, that's so cool.
And you kick it and you see the foot and
I just want to punch it and be like, no,
can
I'm,
you
I'm
feel
just
that?
Kidding. I don't actually want
can
to punch.
Can you feel that?
Don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. Who would do
still,
that?
That's... push at it.
Just be like, is this your head? Do you feel this?
It's like, hey, buddy, where are you?
Want to come out now?
What you doing?
Oh.
Anyways, I feel
you guys have to let me know and let broadcast know. Or let me know what you guys find out.
We'll make a broad date out of it.
It's can we or can? Ooh, yes, can I come? I'll hold hands.
Well, I don't know what the test.
They probably have to insert something and get something out of there.
Yeah, I heard it was a swab.
But of your V, probably.
I heard that's what I heard. I don't know if that's how accurate that is. But I feel like you'd want to do another test. Like, you got to check to see if your uterus is okay.
I know they do, like, they do scans.
Yeah,
like,
they have to
make
an ultrasound.
Sure, it's got, like, the right shape and all that jazz and the right type of, like, lining and stuff. And then...
So if anyone out there is a doctor and has access to this, do you have,
swab
like,
swab Vicky and Sage for me?
Yeah.
Find out.
Swab us.
Swab, yeah.
I might have some connections. I'll talk to some people.
Yeah.
Anywho, I feel like that's a good place to end.
You
with
guys
the swabbing.
Getting swabbed?
Yeah.
Yay. Gross. I, like, don't even know if I want to know. I would get swabbed too, but
here's the thing: like,
that would devastate.
Imagine you're married, and you want to start having kids, and you're like trying for like a year or two, and you can't. Like, I'd rather know before I started trying, so I don't have to waste that time.
I would probably, like, if it took like a year, or even maybe even less, then I would get. Like, if it took like 6 months or something, and I wasn't getting any luck, I would be like, okay, let's go to a doctor and see what's up.
I think for me, it's more or less, it's going to really mold the lifestyle I want to, like, I would want to have.
Yeah.
Because right now, everything I'm doing, the career, the job, like, trying to work hard and make the money so that I can afford to have a kid one day. But if I find out, hey, you can't have kids, like, the idea of marriage, like, I want to get married for the kids. Like, in the sense of, like, I want to give them something. Like, this is my commitment to the kids. Like, you, I committed to your father, but this is also a commitment to you that we're going to be a family. Because I don't like the whole idea of divorce and all that crap. It's like, that's why I'm single. It's like, I'm very picky, but I'm also, like, I need somebody who is going to be a good partner, not just a hubby. That being said, like, if I can't have kids, then if I want to just kind of take a year off and go travel, you know, go do my thing, I can do that. I don't have to worry about it. And I don't have to worry about a timeline. Like, oh, I only got a couple years till those eggs go bad. Like, it's, you know, I just have the information and I can do with it what I want. That's kind of what I want it for. If you guys have any experience in this, please let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do.
We're fascinated. But yeah, I think
does your uterus work?
Party. We should throw a party.
If guys, oh my God, we have a cake in the shape of a uterus. I feel like it has to be red velvet cake, though.
Oh, yes. That, like, sprays out.
And we'll do kind of like a king cake thing, you know, with the little like plastic baby.
Oh yeah.
And we'll do little cupcakes.
I love this.
She'll get a cupcake and I'll get a cupcake. And if the baby's in the middle of it,
then you get a baby. Wait, so that means I get to have your results before you guys do, and I have to make your guys a cupcake.
Hell yeah.
I feel like we'd have to figure out how that would happen. Do you know what king's cake is?
No.
Rosca de Reyes.
Rosca de Reyes?
Rosca de Reyes.
Rosca de Reyes.
So in Mexico on New Year's, they celebrate a couple days after New Year's. It's when so if Jesus was born on Christmas, you know, the three kings kind of made it a couple days late in like January. And so they celebrate the day the three kings, and I think other countries celebrate too, not just Mexico, the day the three kings met baby Jesus.
Oh.
So they do another little celebration party gift thing.
What? Why baby don't we do that Jesus in America?
Because we're not Catholic or Christian mostly. I don't know.
One of them.
Because up until 2017, we are not going to be a religious country until 2017.
Anywho.
Oh, so we still have a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Politics. Anywho, but what they do is that you get this, like, it's this, like, bread that they make, and it's kind of, it's sweet, and then they put these little plastic babies in it, like toys. Inside, and then whoever, when you cut a piece into it, and if you get the baby, either there's multiple of it. You're the one that has to host the party next time.
There's like multiple babies in the spread.
Yeah, it depends on
you
how
get to be pregnant next.
Wait, this is so cool. Yeah. I want to do this for like my birthday.
A rosca de Reyes.
I feel like just make a loaf of bread and have like a lot of little things in it. And
she's
like,
just gonna have a loaf of bread and she's just gonna like shove babies into it. Just,
and then be like, if you get this baby, you have to give me a massage.
Just have Joey put babies in your funfetti.
Or just put some pennies in there. Oh, God dang.
Ugh. I feel like my friends are so stupid they'd eat it. Like, what's so hard?
This is really crunchy.
You cooked it too much. Wow. Anyways, this is a good place to... Yeah. I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah. For real.
All right. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.